Yeah! Take the weak ones out of here! Put the weak ones over on the left side! Separate them! It's their choice to be weak! That's their calling! They don't want to move! They don't want to groove! They don't want to do anything! They want to be in that role so that you can do the work! Separate them! Let them have it! Separate it! So that you can take advantage of those gizmos and contraptions that can zap you right in to the future, the 21st century. And you can be a proud supporter of all those weak ones. Wow! But you can be in control. You can be in command. You can be in command of yourself first. You must first learn to obey yourself before anyone should, could, would obey you.
Oh, five.
But if you want to be weak, that's all right. Most of the world is standing by. Don't touch me.
Hello?
Hi.
What do you want?
Put her on. Speak!
Hi.
One.
Hi, how are you?
You better spit it out fast, honey. I'm gonna move on.
I went to my dorm today at school.
Exciting!
It was really nice. It was fun. I don't like the girl that is my roommate, though.
Excellent! Toss her out! Next call. Toss the weak ones aside. Let them find their place. Let them grab the money that you hand out to them.
Who's calling?
You're worth
a chance. Wow! Isn't it great? Another wonderful soul calling in to spend all of his energy in 3 seconds. Wonderful!
Hello?
We got another call coming in.
Who's there?
Hello.
Take him out! Wow! Let's go to camera 2. I look good tonight. Yeah, look at that. I still feel like knocking the head off a statue. Woohoo! Yeah, Greek antiquity. Roman antiquity.
Rogaine.
Classical architecture. Woo! Let's go back to 1. Let's take another call.
Who's calling? Hello?
Hello.
Put him on. He sounds innocent for a moment.
I am innocent.
What are you innocent of?
I'm innocent of masturbation.
Wow! You know, masticating, that's eating. It's the art of feeding yourself. Isn't it wonderful? Don't wait so long to take the fool out, baby. Right now.
He was there.
Wow! Here we go. Another thrilling moment on the best show.
Hi, Bruce.
Channel 29. Public access. Ask him what he wants.
Reverend.
Wow.
Maybe you can sing. I'm a big fan. I love your show every week. We watch it.
Put him on.
We watch it all the time. We really enjoy what you do. We would like a... I like the song that you sang, I don't know, Your Brain's with the King, it's a beautiful thing. If you can sing, it would really make our evening.
Yeah! Your brain's with the king. And it's such a beautiful thing. Your brain's with the king. And it's such a perfect thing. Your brain's with the king. And it's such a well-made thing. Your brain's with the king. And it's such a spotless thing. Your brain's with the king. And it's such a well-made thing. Your brain's with the king. And it's such a spotless thing. Your brain's with the king. And it's such a perfect thing. Your brain's with the king. And it's such a well-made thing. You're so fine. You're so fine. You sure do shine. You sure do shine. Your brain's with the king, and it's such a perfect thing. Your brain's with the king, and it's such a perfect thing. Your brain's with the king, and it's such a well-made thing. Your brain's with the king, and it's such a well-made thing. We must have a caller by now. Give him that number.
Hello? What do you want?
Take him out! All right!
421-5005.
We're swinging tonight! The energy's real fine! It's real good!
What do you want?
It's real good.
What do you want to tell him?
Excuse me?
What do you want?
I want to talk to the Reverend.
About what?
About how great it is and how good it is.
Put him on.
Reverend.
Put that young man on.
Reverend?
Speak good to me, son.
Everything is good. You know why? Because the Reverend is on.
Yeah!
Spread the word of how wonderful things are.
Good programming.
Yes, great programming. Not good.
What's your
Excellent
name, son?
Program. My name is John. I'm calling from West Seattle.
Send that man a gift.
Thanks a lot, Reverend.
Thank
I love
you.
Your show.
Wow. Angel.
Hello.
Hello,
what do
you
want? Wow. He says I'm a psychologist.
Hello?
A master psychologist.
Hello?
What do you want?
This is your Uncle Jim speaking, fella.
My Uncle Jim!
This is your Uncle Jim, baby. It's great to see you again. I've missed you.
Uncle Jim?
It's good to see that you're taking it way out on the Dixie. Way out on the outer
Uncle Jim! Here. Uncle Jim! I
How
want
you
to you? Send me some more money.
Oh.
Wow! Uncle Jim! I got... It is now that time that I must depart from you. But I'm gonna be back. I'm gonna be back. I'm gonna really be back. In full force. Wow! Look at that swing! Yeah!
Give him the phone number.
421-5004.
Yeah. Welcome. Welcome.
Lots of peace! So you can have the guts to say who you are. You have installed peace. Ace of European philosophers. What are you reading in place of classical literature? I didn't say to read, but you're reading a bunch of crap! Why? Because you wanted it! You wanted equality! I only want profits from the dunghill! I only want false profits from my own neighborhood! So you got it! What do you read? Oh, I can't read that! That's too advanced! Advanced isn't cool!
Give
up the number. 421-5004. Top of it than all the other voices around here! But I don't want to! What a screwed up subject! Right on! Right on!
Reverend?
Yes?
233-1150 for white power.
Wow! That can't be a right number. I don't think he has the guts to give a right number like that. But if he does, wow, we're talking about courage. Courage isolated from pro or con, left or right, Jesus or no Jesus, night or day, suicide or non-suicide. Wow! I'm so excited! Laurel, say something!
I'm so excited, too, that I have a riddle I want to tell everyone tonight. Watching the pot doesn't stir the beans.
Are we talking about human beans?
Yes.
Wow!
Four, two, one, five, oh, four. If you dare.
Mr. Dorman!
Hello?
Speak!
Hi, Reverend. How are you?
Better than you'll ever be, sweetheart.
Fuck you!
Wow, some more baseness from the base part of society. How expressive she is in her life, using that word for 499 different meanings. Wow, I don't need a dictionary! I'm base and low! Gotta be some more pain and suffering somewhere that I can lock into and relate with my own miserable life. Where are the great men? I ask you, where are the heroes? Where? Are they in the White House? Wow! I guess they're stuffing balls through metal hoops! God!
Four, two, one, five, oh, oh, five. I mean, 5004.
Things already. I don't feel like I should give you anymore.
Decision. Get rid of the strong man. Speak.
seek. Everybody's a specialist. Everybody's in Parliament. Everybody's in the House. Everybody's in the House of Commons. Wow! Let's write more music worshiping the feminine idea. More love songs. Come on, let's have more love songs. As if that's, wow, an issue in this world that causes it to go forward. A motivation that brings great things into this world. Romance. Wow. Where are the males that are more in love with their calling than the women that tame them? The women that keep them tame. Come on, let some of these calls come through. I'm ready. Speak!
Reverend.
Yes?
All this talk about masculinity, I just want to know what you have to say to the homosexual community.
I will answer that. Because I have guts.
Is that it?
I said I'll answer it.
Okay, I'm waiting.
You out there, they call the homosexuals perverted. I'm not some heterosexuals more perverted than the homosexuals that you call perverted. And haven't those that worship the females got it backwards? Are not the male the beautiful species in all of the animal kingdom? Is that not true? Now, quote that out of context. I am a celibate, abstinent male. You can hang nothing or no bias on me based in this context. Thank you. I am risen above it all, and you're on this subject and the physicality within. Challenge me.
Hello?
Speak.
Yeah, Reverend, I just like to say you're doing a bang-up job, and I'd like to say...
Wow! He raised his voice for that last wonderful moment. Wowie! Feminine in taste. That's what he is. He likes to mimic the female. He likes to be silly. He likes to raise his voice for fun. Isn't it wonderful? Wow! I wonder if he's been that way his whole life. I wonder if he's ever put a heavy foot down. I wonder if he's ever saved a female instead of being a female.
Reverend?
Speak!
233-1150 for Wipeout.
Good evening, Reverend.
Speak!
Reverend, this misogynistic bent that you have tonight is very unlike you. It doesn't jive with some of your previous comments that I've heard on your show. How do you explain that? It's not very pleasant, actually.
Okay, take him out. No, save him, but don't let him go. What comments does it not jive with, to answer your first one? Go ahead.
Just in general, your advocacy of peace and loving each other, doesn't jive with it. It's pretty disturbing to watch you belittling women like this. In fact, I don't think I'll ever watch a program again after this episode unless you've got a good explanation for this. And I've been watching you for about 4 months now.
I'm deeply hurt. What he thinks is he'll gain a few female following himself in that. But everybody knows that women despise wimpy men. They only use them. Wow, woo, wee. Matthew, speak.
Yeah.
Say something great.
The show is alive tonight.
Yeah, it's live. It's right now. It's extemporaneous. It's in the mood. It's in the groove. It's wow. It's right now. Only for you. Speak, next caller.
Reverend, I love your music. I know that's your music in the background. I love it.
I love you for knowing that it's my music.
It's absolutely brilliant. I know you work on other things other than the instrumental angle, and I've heard you give voice lessons. Is that true?
Yes, I do.
What led you to be interested in the vocal approach of expression?
I can only answer one way. A short statement. I love sound.
I don't mean this to be rude, but what are you a reverend of?
None of your business. Bye-bye.
I called because I have been watching you, and some of the programs have been inspiring. Some of them have been confusing, but tonight seems to hit at the heart of what people are thinking, and I think you raised some very good questions. And you're playing I hate to use the expression, the devil's advocate.
But my, what a handsome devil! Two minutes, what does that mean? It means I didn't see the toggles! I love you! Isn't it wonderful? I want to thank all those resistances that have been scraping against my sides and beating on me and pounding on me all these years and lying to me and cheating on me and tempting me, resisting, strengthening me into the greatness that I am. Speaks, speaks, all perfection. action performed through the unconscious. Wow! I'm gonna tell you the truth, but I may not tell you the truth tonight. I really got something to say. Wow!
Reverend.
I'm just about ready to say it.
Reverend.
Speak.
I know what you feel like. People just are
not
inspired. People are not inspired. You must inspire them. Take it all the way.
Oh, God! Oh, God! Give that man some credit! Send him a gift! Oh, God! Isn't it thrilling? Aren't I thrilling? What are you doing? What's that thing sitting next to you? Oh, God! What are we talking about now? I'm going to tell you what we're talking about. I'm going to tell you how you're in bondage. You don't just have a roof over your head. You've got a lid over the top of your head.
Hi, Robert Hart.
Wow!
You're studying!
Don't you know how to take these guys out?
You study.
Take them out! Come on! What's the problem? Wow! I've got a singular role, and it's wonderful. I look all around me. I can't find a companion. I can't find a friend. I can't find like-mindedness. I can't find fellowship. I can't even find a pool hall. Oh, wow. I've got my single stick, my single club. This is my club.
Reverend Howard.
Speak.
Yes, you've been talking about the feminized male.
Put very well, thank you.
What do you consider a woman, though, who watches sporting events? Meaning my girlfriend and my mother are avid fans of sports, and they watch
it
all the time.
I've got an answer.
How do you account for them?
Just say your question again.
Well, you've been talking about a man.
No, the one that you said, just the tail end, what do you call?
What do you call a woman who watches sporting events vicariously?
Vicariously? What do you mean by
who,
that?
Who watches them all the time? Meaning somebody, like I know a woman who watches sporting events all the time. What is her reason for doing that? What motivates her to do that?
Seducer! Wow!
No, I mean, what would motivate her to do that?
I
can see the macho thing.
I just told you!
I can see the macho part of it for men. I see that clearly, but how does that go as far as a woman, though?
Okay, take him off, and I might answer it. Why does a woman, I didn't say woman, a feminine, why do they agree with you about anything? Figure it out. There is no good or bad. There are no good intentions in this world. Every good intention is connected by a desire for the one intending good. There is no good or bad. There is only progress. So-called evil is responsible for 99.9% of progress in your life and in this world. Flatterers are flatterers. Agree with thy adversary rapidly, as they say in Christianity, that says, love your neighbor. Wow, love your neighbor so you can stab them in the back. Agree with them rapidly so you can manipulate them. I told you last week, the female was mentally quicker than the male. That's your answer!
Reverend Bruce Howard?
Speak!
I would just like
to know... Take him out!
Hey!
Wow! I wonder what price that man pays. I wonder what he pays. I wonder what he pays to have giggling females around him, quoting the phone number to him. Wow! What a man! Where did I leave off? There's no good and there's no evil. That's your morality. That's your politics. That's this culture. That's the other culture. They're not good or bad. They're fashionable. Wow. From out of the herd, about the herd! Looking for something to disturb myself with. I'm looking for a little aggravation so I can make things even better than they seem. I could use a little aggravation. I could use a little friction. So as to work myself against it, so that I could stand a little higher, see a little further. Wow! Get out of that relationship!
Why?
Speak!
Why should I get out of that relationship?
Tell me about that wonderful relationship.
Well, it's the best relationship I've ever been in.
Ever been doesn't count.
What
you're
you
only
mean?
Comparing to what you have done before. Does not qualify as good. Next caller. Wow. Mr. Dorman, speak.
No victor believes in chance.
Wow! You better be serious!
Reverend?
Speak!
I'd like to get your tailor's phone number. I really dig that jacket you've got on.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't want you to have one, so that's too bad.
Hello?
Speak!
How you doing?
Oh, God, so good. Like I said at the beginning of the program, I'm looking for a little agitation. So I can rise above myself. Might that be in the form of you?
Hello, Reverend Bruce.
Yes.
Could you take your shoes off and show them to us on camera?
shoe. To that, and the reality of it is that it's true. Is it true? Answer me, each one of you.
Reverend.
Yeah,
the rest of them.
Yeah. Good evening, yeah. Reverend.
Now take that film out of here. Let him pine his days away with all of his film teachers that stroke him into nothingness, lulling him. Taking his strength, his seed, so that he's nothing. Wow! Not to mention the manipulation. And maybe even pay for going backward. Wow! What a bright color. Good night. I feel great, wonderfully agitated. If you feel like calling or wanting the book, you better be ready for an airful test. Crawling across glass. Wow! Place. I'm ready. Speak. I'm ready for it all. The answer, the answers. I'm about ready to speak. Ongoing. I got something to say. I really got something to say. I'm just about ready to speak. Oh God, I'm gonna speak. Here I am, speaking, ongoing. There's no break, there's no break in action, no intellectualism, no retrospection. It's just a continual discharge. A continuation. I'm gonna speak, man. Oh God, I'm gonna speak.
Okay.
Oh.
Hello, Reverend.
Speak.
Do you actually need the mostly imbecilic audience?
Shut up and get out of here, Jekyll. Here we go. Oh man, I'm gonna speak. Speak!
Yes, Reverend, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Do you have the Holy Spirit with you?
The Holy Spirit cannot be with anybody. The Holy Spirit is everywhere. Bring the ghost down, baby. The ghost is present. Wow.
You fucking...
Shut up! You imp! You imbecile! You degenerate! You dehorn! You diphthong! Get out of here! Call one of these other faggot shows! God, did you have the guts to walk out your door and come to 98th and Aurora at 9:31 and meet me outside the front door? Do you back in your crib? Will you stay in tomorrow? Mr. Dorman!
I'll kick your...
You working man! Talk to me! Speak!
Once the truth is out, no one can put it away.
Wow!
Hello, Reverend.
Yes.
I completely agree with what you're saying so far. I wish some of these callers would stop calling with their garbage. And if I'm correct, please correct me if I'm wrong. What you're saying is a lot of these people need to use it, have some backbone and believe in themselves and believe in the truth. I think a lot of this could apply to myself, Kurt Valdez, and the gay movement. And a lot of my anal butt-loving
writer friends. Wow, you're a wonderful man. Gee, credit to your cause that you're trying to promote. I'm sure they're all impressed in how you just embarrassed all of them. Me being more supporting of them than you yourself, you idiot. Wasn't that a wonderful thing for me to say?
See it take it over the line tonight, all the way. This is your night.
I ain't gonna take it over the line tonight. I'm gonna spread it out for you people over the next decade, man. I am the king of the 21st century. And my expulsion is gonna be timed wonderfully, not by me. And I'm giving you some wonderful fixes every week when I discharge like this. But you will not see my glory tonight. You have not seen glory like this. But you will. The whole soul of which there is no soul. It will evaporate, expand, modify, and
Reverend.
Speak.
I think you...
Give that phone number out.
421-5004.
I am self-contained. I rely on no one. Speak about it behind me.
That is the truth. No one is around him for any reason other than students. He needs nothing from us. He takes nothing from us. All we do is learn from him.
I take nothing from the metaphysical world or the afterworld or the imaginary world or the true opposed to the apparent world. My truth, my strength, my blood, my guts are from within me, invented by me, coming through this hell that you call hell.
Hey, are you there?
Speak!
Hey, thanks a lot. Great show. Love it, man. Keep telling the truth, and maybe those guys standing next to you could smile a little bit there, huh?
Oh, God, here we go. Next week, you're going to see this slow climax. Oh, God, am I ever great? Oh, am I ever great? Am I ever wonderful? Am I ever your gift? Oh, are you ever glad that I am here? That I am here to discharge, that I am here to speak, that I am 100% healthy, male, masculine, strong, proud, potent, powerful, tremendous, fat, broad, big, everlasting, long, withstanding, withholding, in control, and consistent at all times, always, in all ways. I'm gonna speak. I'm gonna really try to speak. I'm gonna tell the truth. I'm gonna speak truth. But you know, there's so little truth. I'm not an actor. I am not an actor portraying gruesome parts or dark parts. I am the real thing, and I may be the only real thing. Even if you're considering politicians who are trying to please you.
Subject is action.
I love it. Speak.
I like the way you've been putting it into action.
Wonderful.
It's worth the wait to get the action that you're prescribing here. And, you know, sincerely, I'm behind it. I'm in front of it. I'm around it. I'm in it.
Excellent.
Thanks a lot. I'm out of here.
You're very welcome. My pledge to myself. I can do no other. Wow. Quiz my mind, if you have the opportunity, on these subjects. Follow me around for 19 days. If you had the opportunity.
Michael? And my subject is truth.
Speak.
I was just curious that isn't truth just perception? And isn't someone's truth just their perception of reality?
Yes, that is true. A well-parroted statement. I mean that not in a derogatory fashion. But the way it relates to what I'm talking about is a part of the web and complexity of everything. That's true, we can say, all of the time. But it's true because of all of us and all of them that have put these things into place. So, intellectualism, violence. We're going out soon. So on and so forth. It isn't just a revolution. I said, quiz my mind. Hang around me 19 days. Oh, yeah. It's a matter of, I'm not going to say speaking the truth. That line has been abused. Hang around. I am going to speak the truth. And remember me. 5 nights ago. There was snow on the ground. Where were you? I was sleeping in an unheated barn. I'm going to speak!
421-5004.
When you call in, I want your name. I want to hear your name. Say your name and your subject. That's it. Who challenges me tonight? I'm ready for a fight. I'm ready for a challenge. Call it in. What do you want to talk about? Hegel, Schopenhauer, Socrates, Plato, metaphysics, what? What is it you want to talk about? Democracy. Let's hear it. Call in masculinity. I feel so good. I'm going to have to irritate myself some way so I can reach my peak.
Marcus.
Right here. Name.
Marcus.
Subject.
Life.
Speak. Take him out. I'm going to irritate myself a little bit so I can achieve my peak. I need a little agitation. I feel too good about myself. I'm going to do it right here on television. Mr. Dorman, speak.
Hear about it or exit.
That's right. What's your name? Behind me, speak.
If you're ready for high-potency truth, stay tuned for the high-powered truth-teller of all time.
Did you make that up?
Yeah.
My name is Ira.
Subject!
I think you need a shave.
Hey! And don't use it on me. But anybody that is great or anybody that is eccentric, you don't want it. Because it reminds you how stinking common you are.
Reverend.
And it reminds you and it supports your supporting of equality.
Reverend.
We want to bring everybody down to the lowest common denominator. So we can fudge our way through this world. So AIDS can continue for another 5 decades. Because everybody just complains about it. But they don't do anything. No. We could have huge pockets of people fighting as in war. W-A-R. Against AIDS. But no. I want to rent videos and sit on my ass. And say, gee, they're not handling AIDS right. But I'm going to vote some other worthless person into office. This doesn't remind me that I'm a commoner because I want to level off the entire world so that we're all equal. All equal at the lowest common denominator.
Reverend.
So that nothing gets done.
Hey, Reverend.
Except the entertainment industry swells to pacify all you cattle.
Reverend.
Name.
Paul.
Subject.
Howard Stern's penis.
Take him out. I can't hear him. Some wimp like you interrupts the flow that I'm on. If I got my hands a hold of you, I'll do it with my voice right now.
Question.
My question is, you talk a lot about intellect, metaphysics, and the such.
Turn him up, please.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, intellect, metaphysics, and what?
And the such. I'm just wondering if you would agree with this statement. Wouldn't you believe that you can conquer all of those different subjects you can understand every intellectual thing that you would want to know, but if you have not love, you're nothing.
Son, I'm going to tell you something. You don't even have a clue. You opt for fashionable things, popular things. You believe in the common definition of the word love. You do not understand love, neither does anybody on this earth plane. Love to you represents, once again, we don't want any friction. We want everybody leveled off. We want love. We want no resistance. We don't want a word.
Then tell me what
that's what love is.
Tell me what my definition of love is, if you know.
I just told you what your definition of love is.
Well, then you're
wrong.
Don't
work. Don't bother me.
You're wrong. Would you like to hear my definition?
No.
Thank you. You suck.
Ah, he showed his true colors. We brought him right out of his roost. What a poor debater. If you're going to call in, you might have to wait.
Hey, my name's Bill.
Yeah, but you don't sound very sincere. What's your subject?
I want to talk about my... I'm getting controlled by Satan regularly.
Yeah, that's real interesting.
Yes, it is.
Because there isn't any Satan, okay?
Satan.
And there isn't any institution that invented Satan. Take him out. Say it slow and clear.
Who's the new chick?
Take him out! Let him graze with the cattle! Let him find his own heifer! Let him stay in his herd! Let me brand him! When you nice people call in, I want to hear one first word. And that's going to be your name. If I hear anything else, you're out! Then the next thing I want to hear, one word, subject.
A poem.
If I don't like it...
For the holidays.
Name, Rich Paul.
Rich Robbins.
Rich Robbins, subject.
Frankly, my dear, I don't...
What a wonderful evening. Give me a little agitation so my perfection can come down to your level so I can speak to you cats. Oh, yeah. That's what I gotta do is grind myself down so that all the elevating I did to myself for 25 years, reading and studying and grinding along the way and self-denial, study, meditation, 8 hours staring at a post with no thought. So I can explain to you that you think too much, that there's too much thought where there is no thought.
There is no untruth.
Reverend?
Name.
Name?
Subject.
Huh?
Out! Mr. Dorman, speak!
If you would go high, use your own legs.
That's what I'm talking about. And now I'm down on my knees for you fools. I'm on my bruised knees to talk to you lazy monks. You and their blood to go after AIDS. Who's going after AIDS? All you do is read about it. Where is the war on AIDS? No! We live in a country of entertainment. You sorry people, your biggest worry is what am I going to do tomorrow night? I have to remain in an anticipatory state or else I got to drink some chocolate milk. All you care about is yourself. You tell me you care about the future. Bullhorns. You talk about planting trees. You don't care about the future. The only reason you're interested in environmentalism is because it's fashionable. There is no fruit of you worrying about the future. You worry about yourself and what your fetish is and what is going to tickle you. I don't see anything about the future. Look around. Yeah, we're destroying everything. Wow. Are you doing anything about it? But it isn't just the environmental world. We're decaying as a species. Lost in this equality. Level everyone off. Make everything safe. Cater to the lowest person first. Oh, yeah. Make the strong man or the man striving for excellence have to feel guilty about being a narcissist. About striving for excellence, about knowing that he's got the love and the integrity and the energy to do something that you're not doing. But you're going to call in and you're going to pound your feet and you're going to scream equality and you're going to bring that man down. Oh, you don't hear him come down. Because he isn't out of his closet yet. Who would come out of their closet in this climate? With all you wimps out there pointing your finger and shining the light in all the wrong directions. One man could solve 30% of your problems in 300% pace time compared to what 30 million of you can do with your democracy and equality and parliamentarism and two sides and 900 people making a decision elected by common people that don't know greatness. And where is greatness? Is there any greatness in this century? FDR, wow, name someone else. Wow, where is it? Is there one piece of art? Is there one piece of art, visual, audio, or literary? Where is it? Where is the excellence? Has there been a leader? Oh, what did JFK do? Oh, was he inspirational? Great. He should have been a movie actor. He was certainly interested in that side of the country.
Yes. Name. Subject, one word at a time. Slow. What's the subject? No more calls. You know, I don't care if I ever take another call. And I won't take another call if I don't want to take another call.
The eagle flies straight to the source.
The time is coming. Because I say so. Because I know what to say. Because I know what the truth is. And I'm going to say what the truth is. Really. I've been preparing myself 25 years. 25 different ways, physically, mentally, spiritually, financially, socially, philosophically, spiritually, religiously, socially, culturally, race-wise, oh yeah, fear that man who has nothing to lose. And the future, but yet you sit there and laugh at everything, criticize everything behind your four walls, watch entertainment videos, and eat popcorn. You don't give up about the future. In the Athenian marketplace, delivering some words, I'm going to talk about my society. And if you call in and you ask a yes or no question, I may answer it yes or no. I may delve in to the area. of speaking about that which I have been putting together for many years. Do a fine job of making you feel not miserable about your stinking involved non-involvement in this world. Name.
Lori.
Subject.
You're crazy.
Thank you. Thank you. Because if anybody ever calls me sane because they think I'm involved in this stinking world and all the foolish, nonsensical, entertaining, idle-minded toys, chatter, compassion, chase your boyfriends, chew your bubble gum, toss your popcorn in your mouth, pet your dog, drive your Volkswagen, tie your shoes, wear your heels, paint your face, braid your hair, dye your hair. If this is your society, if this is something that progresses anything on this earth plane, then you call me eccentric. But don't call me eccentric, because eccentric is a fashionable word, and I'm not a very fashionable man. And if you want to call me crazy because I don't fit in to your pussy willow, then thank you very much, little girl, for your airheaded compliment that inverted into a wonderful prophecy of a great man walking the face of this earth unafraid to be ostracized or called crazy. Woo. Name?
Roger.
Subject?
A little different this time. For lack of a better word, alien. I just wanted to know if you had anything to say about aliens or intraterrestrial. Maybe people think of them as possibly extraterrestrial, but what's your thoughts on other species of operating entities here now that have been here for a long time?
Non-earthly.
Yeah, or non-human as we usually describe them.
To be perfectly honest, my mind absolutely never goes in that direction or thinks on it. I don't want to disappoint you, and my head is very occupied.
I don't think you could ever disappoint me, really. I mean, that's fine. I just thought you may have a comment on it because you come from a lot of directions, but if you don't, that's fine. I just threw it across the board here, so.
Peace.
Talk to you soon.
Yeah. Name.
Craig.
Subject.
Your program.
More specific.
Yeah, I don't like. You say you're not with any church or anything. Why do you call yourself a reverend for?
Young man, I happen to be ordained. That answers your question.
Yeah, but you sure are a poor excuse of one.
Wonderful speech and diction, doesn't he? Just all the earmarks of the fruitful, successful years and documents and trophies he has behind him. I'm impressed.
Clinton.
Subject.
Possessions.
Good. Go.
What are your dear possessions that you maintain?
I'll answer it. Is that all you want to ask?
Tonight.
Good response. So, we're going to take you out so the hiss goes away. I heard the question in three parts. What are my possessions? General question. Which are my dear possessions? And three, possessions that I sustain or maintain. So maybe I'll answer all three. I have fewer possessions than anybody in this country. Maybe in the world. What possessions are dear to me? My ego! My ego! And how do I sustain it? Because I am hot 24 hours a day because of the hell that I keep myself away from that you guys deem as heaven. I'm gonna pick up where I left off. I'm going to pick up where I left off last week. Yeah. Mr. Dorman, speak!
Once the truth is out, the false is exposed.
Faithful, speak!
My name is Jim.
Subject.
Constitution.
Yes, speak.
Reverend Howard?
Yes.
You have, and I have, a legal right to get fucked up the ass.
You know, if you get your dictionary out, young man, that word comes between frustrated and fulfill. Take a hike, bitch. You're imitating that portion of the body. I'm too good to be on television. You know what I mean? To take that. Ha. But I said the Athenian marketplace. Here I am before the masses. Name?
Craig.
Subject?
You know, you're a crock and you're full of bullshit. You gotta be locked up somewhere.
Swy! Yeah, baby! Mr. Dorman, speak!
Yes.
Speak.
I've got a rat.
Oh, isn't that something? Good. I didn't notice that.
And the rat is listening to the truth.
Name!
Goddess I.
Subject!
Liberation of the spirit and mind.
Question!
How, as we as a people, keep from straying from what is the truth?
Sweetheart, you haven't got a clue what the truth is. You never had it so that you could stray from it. But if you pay attention to me, and possibly, it's possible to get some ideas of something to read from me. You will hear about the truth, but the truth is the exact opposite of what you think it is. Just like everything in this world is inverted. Just like the subject of males and females. The female is not the intuitive one. The male is the intuitive one. The female is the intellectual one. And intellect is opposed to intuitive. And there's a couple other ones. Just like they say the female is the fair sex, the most beautiful one, that ain't true. The male is a good-looking one. The male is the one with the bone structure, the physique, the muscles, the sinews, the stature, the strength, the statue poser. Visit ancient Greek. Yeah. Weak. You are degenerating. You are in a decadent mode. You are not progressing. You are a layabout. You are taking time off. There's no progress. Progress comes in this world during and after great wars. But that doesn't say we need wars. It's saying that when the pressure's on, we perform. I gotta go out. Isn't it great? Marilyn, speak!
The hand that inflicts the wound also heals it.
I gotta start the engines up. Listen to it. We're gonna fly out of here, over and drop down on Clyde Hill, where all those rich folks live. Right where I should be, huh? How's that for honesty? Remember, everything's inverted! Wow! Peace! Either way you spell it. Somebody close that studio door! I'm in the mood for my fans! Don't take yourself off camera so long. Scuttle yourself back over here in position. We could have had someone else do that move. Aren't you glad I'm back? Oh, am I thrilled. If you don't believe it, you're in the wrong career. Wow! Let's switch to that tighter shot. Yeah! Sly! Ein! Boy, you can't get away with nothing these days. Was that poor grammar? Nothing! Well, I'm gonna talk to you tonight. I'm gonna talk to you. Wow, what an honest man I am. Oh, yeah. Wow! I think there's a call coming in already. I haven't even given a number out. My, how I pervade the stresses that you experience. My, how I am speedier than the wires draped from pole to pole. Oh, yeah. I don't want to say that word. It might sound like I'm talking to myself. The listener, I want to hear from you.
Reverend.
Name?
Marcus.
Say it again.
Marcus.
Marcus. Subject.
The show.
The show. General Marcus, in the general, speak.
Well, how can I be one of your sideshow freaks?
Go ahead and take him out. The only freaks I know in this world are the people that obey. The cookies that are being passed down to them. I don't consider anyone around me or around about me a freak. I consider them right on. Oh, yeah. So now that you know about my family, oh, God, my family. Yeah, and my reptiles that I accept. Name?
David.
Subject.
Your hairy chest.
Take him out. I got a little criticism about the shirt I've been wearing. So I thought I'd eliminate it, discard it. Yeah! Now let's hear from listener. Speak!
I have a riddle tonight.
You had a riddle the other night, and it was... It was a riddle.
Poised like a threatened cobra, potent and fierce, ready to strike with its eternal venom.
Name!
Mike B.
Mike B. I know Mike B. Let me think about it a minute. Maybe not. I have a student named Mike B., but I don't think you're Mike B.
You're no, Mike I'm not B., that Mike B.
You're not that Mike B.
No.
Subject!
Your belief.
Speak.
Do you follow the teachings of Adolf Hitler? You look like a Nazi.
I look like a Nazi. What does a Nazi look like, young man?
Like you with your leather,
blue eyes,
your whips.
Let's go to dry.
Your hairy chest.
Let's go to dry.
Your hairy chest. Your two belts.
Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on the moment,
yeah,
I know
have you're a
blue
upset.
Eyes.
I know.
Take him out. I don't think the blue eyes. Leave it right there. Because I look so good. I don't think the blue eyes would match the symmetry of the rest of me. And I think that there should be some credence to the poetry that I invent extemporaneously. Take him out. Woo, yeah. But we got someone else coming in. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it great? Isn't it really good? So we had an excuse. Look at that. Couldn't I make a few bucks off that? But I ain't. I'm involved in my philosophy. We're still in meter. We're still in rhythm. We're still in rhyme. Name!
Kenneth.
This man's been studying my speech patterns because he's got real excellent diction.
Might I say you look...
No, stay right there, baby. I ain't gonna let you go. I can hear your voice tone. I can read your consciousness. Just stay right there. Just stay right there. I like to keep people. All right, let's switch it, man. Let's go to Zvi. Ooh, isn't that good? Wow. And I love you because you are. Isn't it great? Because, see, I know how to spot them. Isn't that great? More evidence. Come on, more evidence.
Evidence of what?
Yeah. I have a pig's ear at home on my shelf. Take him out. Wow. Yeah, you see that? That's the kind of response I like. It's not a canned dog. Let's go to the wide shot. Oh, we're on the wide shot. Come on over here. Introduce yourself. Yeah, come on. Poke your head up there. Come on, baby. Talk to me. Jump. Leap. Yeah, you dog that was in inertia. 13 years old. Check it with the owner. I brought you to life. Yeah, let's hear it. Name.
Len.
Say it again.
Len.
Let's hear the final consonant after L-E.
N.
Len. Common. But that doesn't mean you're common. It means I'm accepting your entrance into the show. Speak, subject!
Right and wrong.
Right and wrong! This is like good and bad.
Philosophical question, I suppose.
Oh, boy, I've read all the philosophers. Wow!
Here we go.
Speak!
Say if I go to the lusty lady, and I go into the booth.
Yes?
And I look at the naked women. If I spoogie... Am I off?
If you what?
Spoogie.
Spoogie. Boy, I'm thinking I'm at a jargonal loss.
Come.
And it's possible that I could be at a jargonal loss based on all the jargons that are infiltrating the library that seems to be a place of worship or a place of edited books, but it's keep him on the line.
Please.
It's not a place of non-edited books, because I'm a self-educated person, but I go to the library. You look up Mr. Moffat. You look up the downtown library. Floor one. Floor four. I've been there educating myself, educated person. I know what is offered. What is offered in that library? What is not offered in that library? And what someone should know. We're talking about jargon.
My question, sir.
Follow your question.
Now, if I make a mess, should I clean it up or do they clean it up? And why?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Take him out. Wow. Mr. Dorman, don't speak yet.
You're becoming famous. Yeah. Woo-wee. Ooh-ah.
Name!
Randy.
Say it again with good diction.
Randy.
Randall. Let's have your subject.
Ethics.
Oh, am I ever ready for this subject? You wouldn't know how ready. How ready? How ready? How Randy? How ready? I am for this subject. Because I am. Because. Unlike all you slaves out there. They would grab for the buck. But I ain't against grabbing for the buck. I'm against sucking for the buck. But I ain't against that either. What am I against?